Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Tirab Daf Vav Amud Beis 6b, and we are on the very top of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Let's just go back a little bit. What we were discussing is how we know that the minimum size for a sukkah is 10 tefachim. So we went through a whole discussion. Then we said El Rav Yehuda Hilchsa Gemirulad, that according to Rav Yehuda, it's really a halacha l'moshe Misinai, as it says, Da Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amarav Shiurim Chatzitin Umachitin Halacha l'moshe Misinai. When it comes to Shiurim, certain measurements. And when it comes to chatzitzin, when it comes to different breaks that can mess up a tvila, mess up some sort of dip in the mikvah because there's something in between you and the water, or mechitzin and partitions, walls, those are all halacha l'moshe Misinai. So the Gemara went on to a whole discussion to analyze this statement. So we said shiurin seemed to be midoraisa based on psukim, and we said no, really it's halacha l'moshe Misinai. We said the same thing by a chatzitza. We got into a whole discussion about the hair versus other word, versus otherwise, wherever you might have some sort of chatzitza that might mess up a tvila, and we said that might depend on roven. Makbid, but now we're going to get into the final one, which was mechitzin. So we said mechitzin ha'adam. What's it referring to when we say there's halacha l'moshe Misinai that involves walls? What's this referring to? So it's just like what we said, that you can't have a wall, a sukkah, less than 10 tefachim high, because anything less than 10 tefachim high is not a valid wall. So says the Gemara, though, Hanichol Rabbi Yehuda, this makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda, who did not learn out from the other source the fact that you can't have a sukkah under 10 tefachim, which was based on the Aron Kodesh's size and the cover of the Aron Kodesh, El Rabbi Meir, Michael Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir, who did learn that out from sukkim, so this is not a halacha l'moshe Misinai, it's not some tradition that we've received from Moshe from Har Sinai, this is actually explicitly written in the sukkim. So what's the halacha l'moshe Misinai that we're talking about when it comes to walls? So kiyasai hilchsal the good v'lavud v'dofen akuma. So now there are other halachos that are related to walls. Those are all learned out from halacha l'moshe Misinai, like good, where we said that it could be as if even if the walls don't extend all the way down or up, we can view it as if it does. Lavud, where if something's within three tefachim, we can consider it a closed area, even if it's not v'dofen akuma. And we can, something we discussed a few daf ago, when you have a bent wall, like if something's close enough to the wall, we can view it as if there's like a slanted pole there. So those are all halach l'moshe Misinai. Now comes the Gemara and analyze the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the shein la shalosh tefanos, that a sukkah does not have three walls. At least three walls is going to be puzzled. So now comes the Gemara with a very important machlok. So Tanu Rabban Rabba Son surprise up. That a sukkah must have two proper walls, and then the third one, even if it's just a tefach long, that's going to be okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, no, shalosh kilchasan revius afilu tefach, that it has to have three proper walls, three regular size walls, and then the fourth one, even a tefach long, is going to be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, b'mai kamifligi, what are they arguing about? What's this machlokas about between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon? And the Gemara comes and gives five different shitos as to what this could be. So Rabbanan, Savri, Yeshem, Lamasores. So says the Gemara, what the Rabbanan are holding. Again, the Rabbanan are the ones who hold that we have 2.5 walls. So comes the Gemara and says, the Rabbanan are holding Yesh Im Lamasoris, which means when the Torah is given over, so there are certain ways that we read Psukim and certain ways that the Psukim are written. So do we give more credence to the way that it was written or the way that we read it? So comes the Gemara and says, the Rabbanan are holding that we base it on the way it's written and we give that the main focus. We're going to explain exactly what this means. Rabbi Shimon Savar Yesh Im Lamikra, but Rabbi Shimon holds that the main thing which matters is how it is read, not written. So what does this mean? Rabbanan Tavriyeshim Lamasoros. The Rabbanan hold that we give primacy to the way that it's written because basukos, basukos, basukos. It says basukos three times. Two times it's chaser without the extra vav, and one time it has the extra vav. Hare kan arba. So if you look at how this, the implication that it gives off is basukos without the vav is referring to one wall, and with the vav is referring to two walls because it gives off some sort of plural meaning. So 2 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. Dalchad legufa, we have to subtract one of the psukim to teach us just the fact that you need walls for a sukkah itself, the mitzvah of sukkah itself. So pashul tlasa. So now we're left with three allusions to sukkah, which indicate three walls. Shtayim kil chasam, so two of them must be proper walls. Vasayil chasav garata lishlishis. And then comes the halacha l'moshe Misinai and teaches us that the length of the third wall, even a tefach, is going to be enough. So we started with 4, down to 3 because we needed to teach the concept of sukkah. Then we're at 2.5 because of the halacha l'moshe Misinai. V'okma la tefach, so the halacha l'moshe Misinai comes and makes it just a tefach. Rabbi Shimon sover yeshim lamikra, but Rabbi Shimon holds that no, we don't necessarily look at how it's written, we care about how it's read. Basukos, 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 even though two of them are written without the extra vav, they're all read the exact same way. So that means that each of them are read in the plural form, Hari Kanche. So if we have 3, 2 plus 2 plus 2, that is 6. So we have 6 allusions to sukkah. Dal chad kral legufe. So take one of those psukkim away to teach us the mitzvah itself. So now pashul hu arba. So we're left with 4 allusions to sukkah, which indicates 4 walls. Shalosh kil chasan. So we have 3 proper walls. Asay yochsav garate liravias. Vokmanta. So now we can have the halacha l'moshe Misinai teaches us that instead of needing 4 full walls, you just need 3 and then one wall of a tefach. So the machlokas is what we give more importance to, the way we read the psukim or the way we see the psukim. So that's one explanation of this machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon. Another explanation is Dekuy Amal Yeshim LaMikra. Everyone agrees we care more about how it's read. And really, there are six allusions to a sukkah. However, this is really what they're arguing about. Mar Savar Schacha Bayakra. So the Rabbanan hold that the schach itself needs a pasuk. So we were left with four after we had to teach the fact that we need a sukkah itself. So we were left with four. Then one of the four teaches us that we need a schach. So we're left with three. And on the Lechamosh Misinai teaches us 2.5. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. Mar Savar Schacha Lo Bayakra. But Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't need a separate pasuk to teach me we need a schach because a schach is very much part of the sukkah. So we have four left and we have the 3.5. After the Lechamosh Misinai teaches me we don't need four complete walls. So this is the second explanation as to what the Machlokas is about. Ibai Seymo, or another explanation, Dukuyama Yeshim Lama Soras. And everyone agrees we care more about how it's written, not how it's read, which means, again, that we only have four allusions to a sukkah. After teaching us that there is such a concept of sukkah, we're left with three allusions to a sukkah. And this is what they're arguing about. Mar Savar Kiyasa Yilchza Ligareya Umar Savar Kiyasa Yilchza Lehosif. So according to the Rabbanan say we're left with three allusions to sukkah, and the Halacha Moshe Misinai teaches us that we had three. Instead of needing three full walls, you just need two full walls and then one wall that's just a tefach. But Rabbi Shimon holds that no, Halacha Moshe Misinai is not coming to detract from the amount of walls you need, it's coming to add on to the walls you need. So instead of saying that you need three walls, really the Halacha Moshe Misinai is teaching us that you need three full walls and you need an extra wall that's even just a tefach long. So this is a major fundamental machlokas, whether Halacha Moshe Misinai is being machmir or if it's being make. Another explanation of this machlokas is Dekuyama Kiyasoi Hilchsa, when we have this Halacha Moshe Misinai Ligareya. So when we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's definitely coming to be a kuwa to tell us that we need less walls. And we also hold that we give more credence to the way that it's written. So we again have four total allusions to sukkah. We need one of those to teach us the fact that we need a sukkah itself. So that leaves us with Rivachabadorshin Tchil Kamifugi. And here, what we're arguing about is whether we need that initial teaching to teach us that there is such a concept of sukkah. Mar Savar Dorshin Tchil, Mar Savar Ein Dorshin Tchil. Rabbi Shimon holds that we do have some sort of initial description, and the Rabbanan hold that we are not allowed to learn that from the initial description. Meaning, out of the four, how many of the four can we learn after? Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can have three plus a little bit. That's going to be fine because it could teach us the concept of sukkah while also teaching us that you need a wall. The Rabbanan say, no, you have to subtract one just to teach us the concept of sukkah, and that's why we're left with two and then one wall of a tefach. And now, finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Rav Mas, Namar Rav Masa says, Taim Rabbi Shimon Mehach. Rabbi Shimon gives a different reason for the fact that you need a fourth wall, because the pasuk says, Sukkah Tiyah Letzel Yoma Mechoriv Omachzeh Umistar Mizerem Mimimatar, because the pasuk tells us that the sukkah is going to serve as some sort of shelter from the rain, but if you only have 2.5 walls, that's not going to work, so it must be there are four walls in order to shelter you from the rain. So now here we see, these are all the different explanations as to whether you need 2.5 walls or 3.5 walls. This is Daf Vav Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.